Slobby's asleep over here. Hi, Shannon Grimm with Shannon Grimm and Partners at Howard Hanna Real Estate Services. Here again with Slobby Jordanov and Michael Stanley, who I just call Stanley. But anyhow, we're here and we're wanting to talk about new construction today. So new construction is a great option.
So. Yes. Right. I really thought this was something great to talk about because I am now starting to see, and every year we're going to see this during certain times of the year, lots of competition in the market again. When we're talking, you know, some of the areas that people are really wanting to move to, and we're talking that $250,000 on the low end, you know, you could go below that depending on the area, but $250,000 to $400,000, I'm just seeing multiple offers again, and not just 2-3 offers. I'm seeing 6, 8, 10.
Minimum 5.
I had one the other day that my buyers wanted to offer on that they had 20 offers.
But the problem is you honestly can't find new construction in that price point either.
When we're talking to 400,000 and, you
know, above, yeah.
And above, but we're talking about interest rates being 7.5% or more right now. And, you know, the likelihood that we're not going to be down to 5% like we wanted to by the end of the year. And
I still think we're going to shift before the election. I think we have to.
The election might drive that, but, you know, the inflation report just came out this morning. We're still way up, and now they're kind of nervous about that. But the good thing is, guess what's out there? New construction,
right,
where we can get rates down to, with an FHA loan, we were talking, you said
4.99?
4.99.
Correct.
On an FHA loan. And I know they're going down to 5.5 on a conventional loan.
Correct.
We're talking saving 2 to 2.5%, maybe even up to 3 for an FHA on a loan, which is massive.
Right.
And when we're talking about bumping up to 450. You know, some of the new construction, some of the good new construction, I'm seeing at 420 to 450. And then if you're looking for if you're looking for very specific areas like Dublin, or something like that.
Dublin's hard.
Yeah, then you're going to be in the sixes.
Landlocked.
And, so, you know, certain areas you're going to be more in the fives, sixes. But you can get into some of these desirable competitive areas in the mid-fours. And at 5.5 or 4.99%.
Correct.
It's crazy.
Six.
Yeah. Well, and even if the builder isn't, because not every builder is offering to buy down the interest rates, because that is like $20,000 out of the lender's pocket typically. But not every lender has a national lender as their partner either, because they own the lender and the builder. So, but when they're so big that they can own both, that's when they can really give you the best deals.
Mm-hmm.
So not everyone can do that. But one of the great things is that most lenders, and it's not like just big banks or anything like that, but most lenders are saying, hey, we all believe that interest rates are going to go down within the next 12 months. You know, we will refinance you for free or for a very minimal cost. So that's why now is still a good time to buy a house. And I had someone ask me the other day, and I said, well, you know, our saying in this industry is the best time to buy a house is 5 years ago. And he said, or 10 years ago. I really should have bought 10 years ago. And I'm like, well, yeah, that would have probably helped too. So, you know, the best time to buy a house is always now, because you can't go back 5 years. So
yeah,
it's just a way to gain wealth.
I just love that you can go into a community. You can either build from scratch, and the build times are ranging from 4.5 months to a year, depending on the builder.
Who's doing 4.5 months?
D.R. Horton.
But so is D.R. Horton allowing you now to pick what you want?
Correct.
In every neighborhood?
Not in every neighborhood
yet. I didn't
think
so.
They're starting again.
They are starting again. They started in a couple of their more expensive, larger
like
communities.
Like Pyatt Preserves, because it's the higher-end homes. Yeah,
but they are starting to shift to do it 50-50 in all their communities. Last time I spoke with the sales rep, Mike Anderson.
And by the way, that Pirate Preserve community, so that Pirate Preserve community is awesome because, for one, you're within walking distance to the elementary, the middle school, and the high school. So that's why that community is a big draw. But the other thing there is that currently they have some inventory homes that are like under 600,000, and they're four bedrooms, 3.5 baths with a 3-car garage. And you can get those special interest rates. That's amazing.
I have not looked at the pricing this week, but I could swear that there was one of the five-bedroom floor plans hit $599.
Okay.
Because they have multiple five-bedroom. Yeah, they have multiple five-bedroom floor plans. Everything has a three-car garage, like you just said.
I saw four bedrooms, three and a half baths is what I was seeing. So the five-bedroom probably sold. But the three-car garage, I mean, that's amazing. So anyone who has, like, a bunch of junk or, you know, whatever, you know, kids, bikes, everything, take up a lot of space. So you still want to park your cars in the garage so you get a three-car.
But all the outdoor toys and bikes and things can fit in there, too. And
that's what I'm saying. That's why you get a three-car.
Full finished basement, too, so you can store everything down there.
Oh,
or, I'm sorry, not finished.
I was going to say.
Poured basement. I apologize.
Yes, I was like, poured basement. Full finished basement. What are you talking about?
I want a finished basement.
Yeah, no. No, but it's still a good deal, I think.
It's a
great
deal.
And in that Olin Tangi School District, I think those are some of the best deals that can be found. Because you go down the street where you're paying a community development charge. So Berlin Township doesn't have that community development charge.
Nope.
You go down the street to Evans Farm. And you're getting a, you know, a long, skinny house with three floors that are finished, but you're paying the community development charge. So I think that Pirate Preserve is probably one of the best.
Big lots there, too.
Yeah. I think that's probably one of the best values in Olin Tangi schools right now.
It's pretty crazy.
Nice.
So I love it, though. You're not, like, we're talking about competition again.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We're talking about going up against 5 to 20 offers. And we're talking about people...
Which it used to be 20 to 30 offers.
Correct. Yeah. But 5 to 20 is still a lot. I mean, I had two different properties buyers were interested in that went respectively for 40 and 50 over list price with appraisal gaps in place. So not only are you making the down payment on the home and the closing costs, you're guaranteeing some of that appraisal gap or all of it to be covered. So they're adding in an extra 30, 40, 50 grand, which isn't going to be the case every time, but it's just
right.
A lot of money out of pocket.
But there are certain areas that you're always that you're going to have that in now, no matter mm-hmm. what, because you can't buy new in Upper Arlington or in Dublin. You just can't do it. So, you know, you're going to have that
new in Upper Arlington is a one-off when one of the builders tears something down and builds something, and it's usually spoken for immediately.
Right. Or, yeah, they're doing it because someone bought the house and mm-hmm. is tearing it down. So, but, yeah, so it's just landlocked other than that. So it's just hard to get into those areas. Olin Tangi has a lot more land. That's, like, the largest school district in the state, I think.
Buckeye Valley by land is the largest school district in the state. By far.
Interesting.
Olin Tangi's huge, but Buckeye Valley is
massive. Olin Tangi's huge. I think it should be two school districts.
Yeah, so
what do
Buckeye
I know
Valley here? Is bigger than
Interesting.
Here's Delaware County. Here's Olin Tangi and Big Walnut. Buckeye Valley, besides Delaware schools right here.
Because it's all farmland.
It's
out
all
there.
This. Mm-hmm. This whole big sea right here. It's mm-hmm. crazy.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Yikes.
It takes me like an hour to get from where we live to the other elementary school in our district, just driving through farmland.
I did Something not to notice forward that it was to. Yeah. That big. I've never paid attention, actually.
Yeah,
crazy.
I didn't realize it was that big.
It's huge.
But it's a very, very highly rated school district.
Oh, we love it. We love it. And there's a good amount of new construction out there. And what's great about out there is you can find builders like an MI or a DR Horton that are building if you want to be in a community. You want to get that sense of a neighborhood. You don't want a huge piece of land to maintain.
Mm-hmm.
You want to get in those great rates. But other builders are building on lots out there, inventory homes to sell, and you can get 1 to 5 acres. And then people are building custom homes out there. So there's
mm-hmm.
lots of opportunity and diversity in the type of property and type of house you can build out there. And there's, like you said, lots of space. But
mm-hmm.
the schools, people love them.
They do.
I love them. I live there. We love them. My kids have had a great experience there.
And actually, Mike Beatty's
wife was
a substitute teacher for one of your kids, right?
Mm-hmm. And his kids went to Buckeye Valley as well. Mm-hmm. They loved it there. So.
It was just cute that his wife was actually a substitute teacher.
Mm-hmm.
So one of your classes. One of your kids' classes. But, yeah, so right now we're seeing more inventory homes than what we're used to from builders. And then, like, Three Pillar just said his traditional numbers were, you know, 30% inventory homes, 70% build for someone. And he understands that he's going to need to make that, like, 50-50 going forward because people do want to buy something now. So we get a lot of people from out of state, out of town. They want to buy right now. They don't want to wait.
And yeah, a lot of people moving in here.
Yeah.
If it's not someone
they're
who already lives in town,
they're expecting spec home or
yep.
something that can be moving in right away. Yep.
Correct,
yeah.
Because it's, you know, most custom homes are a year.
And again, this isn't even Intel. Intel isn't even really here yet. We probably have a handful of people from Intel, and that's it.
People just don't realize how many companies we have here in Columbus. Plus, like you mentioned in another podcast, the university, the medical systems. And then beyond that, what's being built around Intel right now is starting to open up. We have a med tech facility that's getting ready to open. I mean, there's multiple facilities out there on top of the huge industry we already have here.
Well, what's crazy is a lot of the people that I'm relocating now, I heard a term that I had not heard used before. Instead of calling it baby boomers, they're calling them baby chasers because they're chasing the grandbabies. So that's who I'm relocating a lot of. So, and they've got money and they want to build. So, and they would prefer that something be ready, but, you know, and people that are looking to build, if you're looking to build a custom, you should look a year ahead of time. So that way it gives everybody time to adjust to the fact that you're moving from the only thing you've ever known to where your kids decided to move. And it's amazing how many people, you know, started out somewhere else, but then all the kids, like I've got them come from Cincinnati and Cleveland, and all their kids live in Central Ohio. So they're all moving here for those grandbabies and to help out with that. So the baby chasers. I like that.
We get a lot.
It's true.
A lot of people come here for work or go to school here at OSU and then stick around.
And stay.
And that's, you know, they end up finding, meeting someone they love, have grand, you know, babies, a.k.a. grandbabies, and then they relocate.
And the only reason that you relocate from Arizona or Florida and it's not for work is if you have grandbabies here. So I would still question that if I was you. But give them airplane tickets. Start them young. It just flying to you. So
you always have people come here and see it in the, you know, late spring or summer or early fall time. Mm-hmm. Then they don't know what they're getting into as much. So.
Well, sometimes you can get lucky and see all four seasons in one day.
And you can. You can.
Maybe six sometimes.
So, yeah.
So we live in between our seasons.
My sister, so she moved out to California, and she met her husband living in San Diego, and that's where he grew up. They lived there for a while and ended up moving back here, which we've loved having them back. But every time they came and visited when they lived out there, it was always for the holidays. They'd always come for Christmas, and it was either rainy and kind of cold, or it was really cold with snow, and it, you know, all the leaves were down. The grass was brown if you could see it, or if you couldn't, it was covered in snow. And he was like, man, Ohio's miserable. And then finally they came and visited in the summer, and he goes, this is the greenest place I've ever seen in my life. It's gorgeous. He couldn't believe it. He was out riding bikes all the time, kayaking, boating, you know, went for, you know, runs, and we went to a bunch of different parks, and he loved it. And, you know, that was a few years before they moved, but I think that cemented the fact that, all right, we can live here.
Yeah. Well, and I just relocated a gentleman for work from Miami, Florida, and his wife and daughter, he wasn't sure how well they'd take to it. And they're renting a place at Bridge Park, and right now they're building a five-level split in Jerome Village, a Fisher-built home, which is gorgeous and huge. And I, like, if anyone's ever heard me talk about five-level splits, they're amazing. And we belong to a group called B&I, so we're going to have to plan a field trip when this thing gets done, because they couldn't believe when I was talking about five-level splits in front of them. So it's a sight to behold, those five-level splits. So a lot of useful space.
But
he wasn't sure how well the wife and daughter would take to it, and had initially thought that they were going to keep the house in Miami. But the wife and daughter came up here and absolutely love it. It doesn't even bother them the cold. They do wear jackets. I don't even wear a jacket anymore. Like, I just, I don't think I've ever really worn a coat. Like, I'll wear a jacket on occasion, but it's more of a hassle.
I know this because this past winter we had a couple really excruciatingly cold days, and I had to give you
horrible.
My coat.
So. I know. This is true. This is true. Someone should probably carry socks around for me, too, just in case. Because I refuse to wear socks, too. Too much laundry. But anyhow, so yeah, we just have a ton of people relocating for different reasons, and that's one reason that keeps our local economy really strong, and one thing that we're very thankful for. It makes us a little more resilient to some of the outside factors.
But it also makes that new construction such a valuable asset to have, especially with the rates that make it way more affordable.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah. Any other comments on new construction?
So, I just went to a meeting, like a builder-realtor meeting this morning, and they were showing about how powerful this new construction is. Like, offer, like I would say, on the table. So it's like you have an existing home at 7% for $400,000, and your payment and interest is going to be $2,600 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do have the new construction, they offer 4.99% interest rate, and their payment is, guess how much?
On the same same $400,000?
No, on $475,000. Guess how much it is?
$2,300
a month. $2,400.
Yeah.
So you're $200 less on a $75,000 house that you're paying.
$75,000 more.
Yes, yeah, $75,000 more.
Wow. So,
well, and the other bonus to new construction, when that payment scenario, is that you're also not going to be taxed on the fully assessed value of the home for 6 months to a year. So you're not going to pay full taxes either. You're going to be paying taxes on the land only.
Correct. Yep. Yep.
So you're saving money there, yep, too.
And also on a new build, your insurance is lower as well than your.
I didn't even think about that.
It's like 30% less.
Insurance costs have gone up.
And your utility bills, because those houses are wrapped tight.
Much more energy efficient.
Yeah, much more energy efficient.
And then the warranties.
Yep.
You have all those warranties associated with it, so you're looking
right
for a number of years of not having to pay out of pocket to fix things.
It seems kind of interesting, because if you look at like homes that are like, you know, existing homes that are coming on the market, it's like, they've been there for like 12 years. So now it's coming on the market. So now the hot water tank is past its useful life, and you're, you know, over halfway into the AC, furnace, and you're over halfway into the roof. It's like, okay, they're getting out while the getting's good. And they're moving on to a new construction. So, you know, make that move yourself. Go into that new construction so you have less out-of-pocket costs coming within the first 10 years. You're just going to have a lot of less out-of-pocket costs.
Right.
So new construction, smart move.
And a lot of them will offer to pay some closing costs.
Yes. A lot of them will if you use their lender.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how they can afford to do that.
It's like you're getting the great rate and closing costs. I just don't understand why anyone wouldn't use a construction lender. So. Right.
And sometimes I struggle with the fact that we are, you know, running out of the farmland. We're running out of woods and stuff for our animals and everything. But deer are mean. They're cute, but they're mean. They deserve to be reduced in population. But, well, people get all upset. Like, I read on the Facebook groups, oh, why are they taking out another section?
Where did this come from? What the heck?
Well, because people get mad that we're building homes. Well, you know, we have to build homes because people are still reproducing. We need places to put everybody.
We got coyotes and deer and foxes and birds and what, beavers
they
and groundhogs?
They get displaced. I kind of feel bad. It's a struggle internally. But
it's not that much woods that we're cutting down.
It's mostly farmland.
So, yeah, that's it. Farmers are affected, yes, but again.
Yeah, farmers are affected.
I mean, the ones that have
retired.
To sell are, yeah.
Yeah, they don't have to sell.
They don't have to sell. Yeah, it's
they don't
an
have
option,
to sell.
Right?
Yep. They're making bank. That's why land is so expensive when you go into a subdivision now, because those farmers made bank.
Right.
And somebody was complaining to me about how expensive land is. Well, guess what's the one thing we can't get more of? Land.
Land.
So, and we keep using more and more of it, so we're running out of it, so it's going to get more and more expensive.
Right.
But anyhow, so on that lovely note, I'm not sure how I got off topic, but it is true. I do feel bad.
Deer.
Sometimes.
Those effing deer.
They are mean. They attack dogs. It's so crazy. Abby's laughing at me. Poor Abby. She's like, the crap I hear these people talk about. Stick to real estate people, right, Abby?
Oh, my.
Anyhow, thanks for listening to us and indulging us. We do try to add a little bit of humor, and just the three of us talking is usually pretty funny.
I add a lot of sweat to these podcasts because this room's hot.
It's hot. We suffer in these lights just for everyone to see us better.
Just look beautiful for you.
And no one really wants to see any of us except for Slavi, you know? But anyhow, thanks for listening or watching. And remember to like, subscribe, share, and...
Well, you got to comment. And hit that notification bell, of course.
And call us if you're looking to buy, sell, or build.
At Shannon Grimm Realtor at 614 Real Estate Nerds.
Yes, or shannongrimm.com. All right. Thanks, everybody.